Module 10, Review the Journey, Session 4, Mystagogy and Mission, It's Always About Jesus. Objective, discuss how mystagogy helps neophytes identify their mission in the church and in the world. The Eucharist is the setting for mystagogy. The Eucharist sends us forth in mission. Thus, we see the connection between the Eucharist, mystagogy, and mission. But do 7 or 8-year-old neophytes see this connection? Yes, they do see it. They see it in terms of Jesus. Again, it's always about Jesus. The first period of pre-catechumenate was about getting to know Jesus. And now again, we see the last period is about continuing the mission of Jesus. Kids get that. They get the fact that they are continuing the work of Jesus. They know that in the Eucharist, they received Christ, and now they must continue His good work. They know they are the hands, the feet, the eyes, the body of Christ. They have learned from the Christian community that has shown them this way of life, the new way of life. In mystagogy, the community strengthens and guides, quote, the neophytes as they begin to walk in newness of life, end quote. Number 244. The children are the newest hands and feet of Christ. We help them to get a grasp on how they can continue the mission of Jesus. I like to focus on their everyday lives because I believe that home and school are the primary realms of children's lives. Sure, they can help at the soup kitchen and bring canned goods to church or to school, but mostly their mission is to other children and to adults they come in contact with every day. Thus, when we talk about new life and mission during the Easter season, the 5th and 6th Sundays of Easter are especially good, I like to directly ask young neophytes to brainstorm, quote, what will you do to continue the mission of Jesus in your everyday life? Be specific and concrete, end quote. By this time, I can usually push the kids a little bit so they don't just answer the typical, be nice to everyone or clean my room. This year, our young neophytes said they would continue Jesus' mission by helping my dad coach soccer, doing my homework without being asked, and studying for tests. Being friendly to everyone at school, even the people who do bad things. Not arguing with my mom all the time. Helping at Sunday school or helping at coffee and donuts. Going to youth ministry sessions next year. In addition to helping the young neophytes understand their mission, mystagogy is a good time to help parents identify their mission in the church and in the world. Particularly since the neophytes will be ending their regular participation in the children's catechumenate, it's a good idea to be sure that RCIA parents are well connected to other specific groups in the parish. Families can feel a bit lost or left out if May arrives, RCIA has stopped, and the families have nowhere in the parish where they feel at home. Specifically, be sure parents are well aware of what's happening in your religious education program. Mystagogy for a lifetime. Mystagogy continues for a lifetime. Although the official period of mystagogy ends with Pentecost, in the broad sense, the baptismal period lasts forever. As baptized Christians, we continue to deepen our conversion to Jesus Christ, and we continue to come to the Eucharist to be nourished and sent forth. It's the same, too, for children. Here's a fun fact, an anniversary party. At the 1-year anniversary of baptism, lots of parishes have an anniversary party for their neophytes. The U.S. bishops also say we should meet, quote, at least monthly, end quote, with neophytes for ongoing faith formation and just to check in. National Statutes, number 24. Wrapping up. As you wrap up with your neophytes and send them off into the parish still wet behind the ears, be sure you, the RCIA team, the godparents and sponsors keep well connected with the children and their parents. When the Easter season comes to a close, we all have a tendency to be a little bit burnt out, understandably so. Hence, summer can come and go, and we barely see the neophytes. I urge you to make a plan for keeping connected with your neophytes. Write it into your calendar or your Outlook or whatever mechanism you use. Find ways to drop a note or email or message. Or call the RCIA families. Make plans to meet at Mass, too. Furthermore, it's time to wrap up this course. Your head may be swimming with ideas and issues that you want to discuss, or you may have questions that are unanswered. Please go to our online forum and let us know what questions you'd like us to address right now and what topics you'd like to discuss in the future.